Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is CJ Hawk, co-host of the Bull and Hawk Sports Show. I'm going to be bringing to you two quick, rapid-fire breakdowns of the Chicago Fire's match versus FC Dallas and the Chicago Red Stars match versus the Houston Dash. So we got an all-Chicago-Texas matchup here. Let's get into the details right now. First, we have at Soldier Field, 2:30 kickoff on Toonavision. We have the Fire versus FC Dallas. This was our first match back from the international break. We had 1 week off. Fire back here at home, taking on a good solid squad in FC Dallas. Coming in with 2 wins, loss and a draw. Against the Fire, coming in undefeated, 2 wins, 2 draws so far. This is an important win for the Fire to continue our hot streak and get some more offense going. We've been undefeated and not lost yet, but we have been wildly inconsistent in defensive attack thus far. Against Orlando, we were shut out. Against Miami, we were shut out. And we've had some goals scored. For example, we scored 3 goals against Kansas City. And we scored a few goals against DC United. But it's been inconsistent. So this was an important one to score some much-needed goals for goal differential. And coming into the standings, Fire very well just behind the Philadelphia Union. So we've been more than impressive thus far. Some injury news. There was one valuable player missing from the starting 11. Rafael Chijos, our captain and best defender on the squad, had a COVID issue. So he was, due to health and safety protocols, taken out of the lineup. So no Rafa Chijos. So instead, we had to substitute in Mauricio Pineda into the defensive line. And later on, we'll discuss it. But another key crucial piece, one of the best players on the team, had to be taken out due to precautionary concerns about injury. So let's get to the starting 11s right now. First, for visiting FC Dallas, we have in goal, Pasas. In the defensive line, we have Nanu, Hedges, Martinez, Farfan, Myth, we have Savinha, Quinon, Pamkai, and then strikers, Jara, Valesco, and O'Brien. That is FC Dallas' starting 11, managed by Nico Esteves, their manager. Now for your Chicago Fire FC starting 11. First, in goal, number one, the Chicago kid, Gaga Sonina, who has been more than unbelievable so far. He has not struggled, to say the least, coming off that explosive beginning year. He has continued his hot streak and more than kept us in the games. Granted, a lot of the matches, he has not faced much shots on goal or defensive save opportunities, but when he has faced adversity, he has kept us there and been very solid. So Gaga Sina in goal. Defense, we have number 6, Miguel Navarro. Number 22, subbing in for Rafa, who's out of COVID, Mauricio Pineda. Number 20, Wyatt Omsberg. And number 2, Boris Sekulic. In midfield, we continue. Number 31, Federico Navarro. In his first start this season, he would have started definitely to begin the year against Miami, but he's had some injury issues, and Ezra Henderson has been hesitant to start him yet. He's mentioned he's restricting his minutes and wanted to get him back into game preparation. So they have not started him yet until this match. So Federico Navarro. Number 30, Gaston Jimenez. Continue. Number 21, Fabian Herbers. Number 99, Stanislav Ivanov. And number 10, going to the World Cup to support Switzerland, the star, the striker, great, one of the best magicians in MLS, Jerdan Szczęsny. And finally, our striker, the Polish sensation, number 11, Kasper Sobilko. That is the respective starting 11s for both squads. Now this match, if you are someone who can complain about goalless affairs, games where nothing happens, there's no shots on target, no offensive wizardry, well then you would gripe about this game and you'd be like, it's so boring, soccer's so dull, I only watch basketball or football. Well then this is not the right match for you. But if you're someone who loves defensive slogs, loves games with both teams, making great defensive stops, this is the game for you. So if you're an offensive guru, no. But if you're a defensive supporter, this is a game you'd love to see. Well, devastation occurred in the 20th minute for the Fire when Jerdan Szczęsny was pulled. And the reason for him being substituted out for Brian Gutierrez, according to Ezra Hendrickson, is that there was some calf tightness that Jerdan experienced, and to avoid any lingering effects or possible aggravation of his calf, Ezra Hendrickson has substituted him out for precautionary methods and reasons. So Jerdan was substituted out, Brian Gutierrez was brought in. And hopefully this is just some minor calf strain, nothing to be alarmed about, hopefully. It doesn't sound too alarming yet, and Ezra Hendrickson mentioned that in press conference that he's not too scared about it yet. So hopefully there's no long-term injury. We don't need anything like that. And throughout, there was not a lot of opportunities for either squad and the defensive department. There was an opportunity for the Fire, probably our best opportunity in the match, when Boris Sekulic, he had an opportunity in the 55th minute, but after a devastating cut back in the box to create space and try to get past Marco Farfan, he had a right shot that was just off the outside of the netting. So off mark, did not go in. And really, that was the only great chance we had. There was another good one, decent one, by Brian Gutierrez. He had a great pass early on in the 25th minute. And this one got all the way to the other side of the field. So he came in, fantastic pass. But nothing happened out of this because FC Dallas' defense was able to kill the momentum from the pass. It's a great pass, but sadly, nothing happened. And really, that was it. Both sides defended well. Both goalies didn't have much to worry about because the defenses were very solid. And in the end, it was a 0-0 draw. And now, oh boy, this is amazing. Unbelievable. I need to announce this right now. This is the first time in a long time that the Chicago Fire FC has started MLS season unbeaten in its first 5 matches. This is only our second time in team history. We are unbeaten first 11 times in 2009. And I don't remember 2009 being a great season, so that's kind of annoying that we were able to win undefeated the first 11 and nothing happened out of that. But this one, first 5, no losses yet. So great job for the Fire. And I know, of course, logically, we'll lose sometime. But just as a fan, it's great to go with the flow and experience this unbeaten streak. so far. Our next match of the season will take place Saturday, April 9th at Orlando City at noon Central Time on Univision. And that one's going to be good. That's our first home game of the year was against Orlando City. Soldier Field, 0-0 draw. Went to that game live. And hopefully we can score a goal against Orlando. I'm not very worried about them. I don't think they're that great. So I'm pretty confident we can get some points out of that game. So love to see that. Now we transition to the Chicago Red Stars. They played their last home match of the Challenge Cup against the Houston Dash Saturday, 7 p.m. Central Time. This is a big game for the Red Stars to catapult up in Group C standings so they can make it to the knockout portions of the Challenge Cup. There are three groups, A, B, C, four teams in each group, and Red Stars were in third place in standings as of before this game. But after this, greatness occurred. So let's get to the starting 11s now. First, for the visiting Houston Dash, in goal, the ever-solid Jane Campbell. In defense, we have Alyssa Chapman, former Red Star Kate Nonnen, Julia Ashley Healy Hansen. We continue with, in the midfield, Marissa Vigiano, Sophie Schmidt, Maria Sanchez, Brianna Vasali, Michelle Prince, and finally the striker, best player on the team, my favorite player in the NWSL, the English superstar, Rachel Daly. And I have to be upfront and admit, the Houston Dash were my second favorite team in the NWSL, behind the Red Stars. And so far I've been concerned with the Dash. They have not looked very good. Their defense has struggled at times, and Rachel Daly and the offensive core has not gotten off to a good start. So with the defensive woes and the offensive firepower not being there, the team's struggling. And hopefully they can catapult a last place in Group C, but probably not. So hopefully they can get a new game plan, retool, and get off to a good start in the regular season when that comes up end of April. Hoping they can make the NWSL playoffs this year when last year they just missed it by one spot. So now for the Red Stars starting 11, end goal, superstar Alyssa Nair. Defense, a lot different than I'm used to seeing. We have Zoe Morse, Tatum Milazzo, Aaron. Yeah, so that's like part of the defense. Then we have Aaron Wright, Morgan Bryan, Danny Colaprico, Bianchi St. George's in the midfield. Then they have Vanessa DiBernardo. And in strikers, Mallory Pugh and Ella Stevens. Those are our respective starting 11s. And I want to say one thing that needs to be updated. The NWSL.com, how it orients the starting 11s is confusing. It's not done well, I have to say that. Because it's oftentimes confusing to tell who is supposed to be a defender and a midfielder, because they have a left portion that shows the players and it says this is their position. For example, Mallory Pugh, attacker. And then it has a chart box in the middle that has all 11 on a soccer pitch. But it's kind of hard to tell what position they're playing based on how it's oriented. So that's one gripe I have about the NWSL.com's positioning on lineup portion of the website. So in this game, the Red Stars needed to get going. And they definitely had some good chances in this match. It was a good defensive and goalie opportunity. Alyssa Nair was excellent. The defense was excellent. And they got off to a great start in the 32nd minute. And Mallory Pugh had an awesome right-sided shot from the box to the left corner, assisted by Vanessa DiBernardo. Great pass. great finish by Mal Pugh, and Jim Campbell had no chance to stop this one. So 1-0, Red Stars. So far, I want to say something that is great, but also concerning. The Red Stars offense has been led almost completely by Mallory Pugh, which is great, but also concern that no one else has been able to really do any offensive threats. So if Mal Pugh is shut down in a match, for example, is the team going to score? That's a concern that I have, but can't be too complainy. We got a goal, which is good. There was a great chance in the 42nd minute by Bianca St. George's. She had an awesome right-footed shot, but it was just too high. This would have been assisted to Ella Stevens. First half ended, 1-0 Red Stars lead. A Rachel Daly chance was just offsides, but you could have got 1-1 tie there if she was not offsides. 64th minute, yeah, attempt blocked. Mal Pugh had a great left-footed shot, but it was blocked. Would have been a Zoe Morse assist. We had a great header from Kitty Nodden, but it was too high and blocked by Elsa Nair. Had some Shea Groom header, was missed. Had some more misses as well, both sides, some blocked shots by the defense. Ava Cook had a number of opportunities that were all missed. Finally, after a Bianca St. George's excellent free kick that she was able to win, the Red Stars got their game-winner goal when Mallory Pugh had a right-side shot, bottom-left corner, almost carbon copy of the first goal, was able to make it 2-0, assisted by Bianca St. George's. So Bianca, defensive player, able to get that free kick, get the ball back, get it to Mal Pugh to make it 2-0, and ended up being a 2-0 win after the defense and Alyssa Nair shut down the Dash's attack. 2-0 Red Stars W. So now the Red Stars have catapulted up in Group C standings. They only have 2 games left in the NWSL Challenge Cup games, and then they'll, if they finished first or second, have an opportunity to make it to the knockout portion stages, where they can try and win the Challenge Cup, which should be nice. The only thing I have to say about Challenge Cup is what is its importance? Because the first year was excellent, was in Utah. Then the second year seemed interesting still. But this year, is it a preseason tournament? Or is there really a greatness of winning the NWSL Challenge Cup, for example, like a medal or a trophy? So we'll see, but win is a win. So Fire draw with FC Dallas, you need to know that, and Red Stars 2-0 W. Thank you for listening to this bonus episode of the Bonehawk Sports Show. Co-host CJ Hawk signing off. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and see you next week here on the Bonehawk Sports Show. And if you're listening to WrestleMania, hope you enjoyed that as well.